Hey, what's up? This is Conversations Cave Podcast, and you're with me, the caveman Kanoda Gatua. And I am super excited to welcome you back again to our podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today on this particular episode. And I would also want to take this opportunity to thank you for your input and your feedback and the way you have contributed to see the growth of this particular episode. We don't take it for granted. We always appreciate your input, and we always appreciate that you always come back to listen and learn through this podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about feelings. I've been talking for a while on the Conversations Cave podcast about the fact that the only things that you can actually control are your words, your actions, and your feelings. So this week I'm talking about learning how to manage your feelings, even when it might seem completely and utterly impossible. Listen to this particular episode, and at the end of it all, I would like to hear your thoughts on the same. So, much of what we experience in this world is based around what we think and what we feel. And when you're dealing with mental health challenges like anxiety or depression, it can be difficult and even overwhelming to deal with the sheer weight of everything that goes on in our minds. You've probably heard the expression, feelings aren't facts. And it's a common one to discuss in terms of mental health, because so much of what goes on inside our heads can seem real, but it's not. What we think and what we feel can sometimes be completely unrelated to reality, and instead driven by our fears and our insecurities. So we can choose to let go of thoughts and feelings that aren't good for us. With time and effort, we can learn to manage our feelings and improve our mental health and well-being, which is what I'm discussing this week. Let's start with some definition, and specifically, let's talk about it broadly. What are feelings? Feelings are all the stuff that goes on just beneath the surface of each of us, our emotions. Only we can perceive what we are feeling. What the world sees are our behaviors. In other words, being manifested through our words and actions. What drives our behavior is our feelings and our intentions. These in turn are often created by our thoughts, and those are driven by our needs and whether those needs are being met or unmet. Thoughts again are ideas, opinions, and beliefs that form in your mind, often subconsciously, and they can either pop into your head out of nowhere or form as a result of paying attention to something. They can be fact-based, or they may have absolutely no basis in fact whatsoever. Regardless, thoughts are not facts. They are reactions. Reactions that are driven by a whole range of factors, such as whether or not our needs are being met. Feelings and emotions, they can also come out of nowhere, just as much as they can be a response to what we are thinking or what's going around us. We each have thousands of different thoughts and feelings each day, many of which can seem to just pop up into our heads out of nowhere. But we are being driven by a whole bunch of stuff, including what you're feeling at any given time. For example, if you're feeling negative, then it's often much easier to focus on negative thoughts than it is if you are in a positive frame of mind. And in that way, it demonstrates the whole positivity breeds positivity thing I often talk about, because when you're feeling positive and thinking positively, it becomes much easier to find more to be positive about. Many of our thoughts and feelings are related to our brain trying to make sense of everything going on in the world around us and trying to understand how and where we fit in, combined with our values and beliefs. You have pretty much zero control over when and how your thoughts and feelings manifest, which may sound like a funny thing to say in a podcast episode about managing your feelings. But please hear me out. Trying to control your thoughts is like trying to wrestle cats. Virtually impossible, but you're probably going to end up covered in scars for your efforts. What is possible, however, is to take control of what you do with your feelings and thoughts. There's a quote by American author Dan Millman, which I think sums it up perfectly. And it is, "You don't have to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you." The great thing is that thoughts and feelings aren't permanent. And so if you are struggling with negative emotions, then know that you cannot possibly last forever. We have the opportunity to take control of them, and so with enough time and practice, you can develop strategies to push negative feelings aside, or at least handle them differently and be more objective about them. When you allow your thoughts and feelings to control you, you become a slave to them. And that can make it really difficult to make any kind of positive progress, because you'll be bogged down by what's going on inside your head. Also, letting negative feelings take over can have adverse effects on your life, such as letting fear hold you back from trying something new, or when you say or do things out of anger, which causes further consequences for us later. When it comes to feelings, our goal should ideally be to experience them without letting them control us, without getting stuck in them. Let's talk through feelings a bit more and then get into a discussion about how you do that. We all feel different things based on what's going on internally and also externally, either in the world we directly inhabit or in the greater world around us. And there's just as much to be learned from negative emotions like fear, anger, and insecurity as there is for us to learn from more positive emotions like contentment, excitement, and joy. When it comes to fear, our society seems to be intent on categorizing them as either good or bad. And let's be honest here, some of that is tied into marketing and sales of some sort, because we are often being sold something and told it will stop bad feelings or increase good feelings. However, there isn't really a good or a bad feeling. They're just a reaction to what's going on internally or externally and externally. When we label things as good or bad, we put the judgment on them and therefore on ourselves. I often say in this podcast that you need to feel what you need to feel, and that's true in pretty much every situation you'll find yourself in. So, instead of judging, the challenge is to work out why we are feeling what you are feeling, and then to identify the appropriate way to act on those feelings. There's a quote by Mr. Rogers, American television personality, that sums it up. He says, "There is no should or should not when it comes to having feelings. They are part of who we are, and their origins are beyond our control. When we can believe that, we may find it easy to make constructive choices about what to do with those feelings." Let me just repeat that last bit. Make constructive choice about what to do with those feelings. Because I think that's what all of this comes down to. Choosing to respond constructively to our feelings. You'll never be able to stop specific feelings arising, like fear or anger or sadness, but it's what you do with those feelings that matters, because that determines what happens next. Also, I think a lot of the time we are socially conditioned to have this never-ending focus on the pursuit of happiness. But you don't have to be happy all the time in order to have your feelings under control, even to have a great life. In fact, I don't believe it is possible for any of us to be happy 100% of all the time. Because there is always so much going on in our lives there's a lot that goes on in our lives, that's why outside of our control. So it's an impossible goal to chase. I've talked before about the idea of pursuing greatness or greater satisfaction with your life rather than this goal we're considering sold of being happy or satisfaction with who you are. What you have and what you contribute to the world, in as much as more likely to make you feel positive than any pursuit of happiness, which is often fleeting. This is a topic I'll discuss in the episode on the Conversations Cave podcast at some point over the next few months. But feeling is what makes us human. It's proof of life. Feeling can be messy and complicated, and they can pull us in all different directions and make it hard to know which way is up. But the challenge is to observe our feelings without letting them control us. Again, let me quote from a great article called How to Control Your Emotion So You Are Emotions don't control you. This is the part that I want to quote from that article. And this is from Amy Morin. She says, managing your emotions isn't the same as suppressing them. Ignoring your sadness and pretending you don't feel pain won't make those emotions go away. In fact, and addressing emotional wounds are likely to get worse over time. And there is a good chance suppressing your feelings will cause you to turn to unhealthy coping skills. It's important to acknowledge your feelings while also recognizing that your emotions don't have to control you. If you wake up on the wrong side of bed, you can take control of your mood and turn your day around. If you're angry, you can choose to calm yourself down. This is one thing I want you to know, that managing your emotion isn't about suppressing them. It's about objectively addressing them and integrating them into your life, enabling your logical, rational side and your emotional side to work together in harmony, so you are more authentically you in everything you do. But the challenge for all of us is to be aware of how our feelings are manifesting in terms of our words and actions, and to know the difference between constructive versus destructive feelings, so we can minimize any destructive pattern of behavior. Managing your feelings means being able to modulate them. Why does that matter? It's because if you can modify your feelings to suit the situation, then you have a greater chance of achieving positive outcome. Think about being in argument with someone. If you allow anger to take over, you will likely end up in a screaming match. Whereas if you can pause and refocus to instead focus on wanting to find solution, then you will be more likely to engage with the other person in a calm and rational manner, which can lead to more positive outcome. And think about feelings, our feeling scared of giving someone a try. If you let the feeling of fear take over, then you're unlikely to take any action. Whereas, if you work through your fear so that you can understand where it's coming from and then harness it, you are better equipped to give it a go and then see what happens from there. The choice, as with everything, is always yours. So how do you control feelings? Let's get into the how-to part of this week's episode. Let's start with a four-step model called PATH, which I originally sourced from an article called Ways to Manage Emotions by Mental Health America. The article includes an acronym, PATH, that I've used here, but I've changed it slightly and expanded on the steps a bit further. So now PATH stands for Pause, Acknowledge, Think, and How. Pause, Acknowledge, Think, and How. Let me explain. PATH, Pause. First, instead of immediately reacting to your feelings, pause and reflect. You might find it useful to count numbers depending on how strongly you're feeling. What this does is give you initial instinctive reaction, some time to simmer down so that your logical and rational mind can kick in, right? Which can take a few seconds, especially when you are in a confrontation situation. Our fight, flight, and freeze response often takes over in the first few seconds. Number two, acknowledge. Acknowledge what you're feeling. Rather than just going with the initial feeling, take a moment to identify what it is that you are actually feeling. For example, are you angry at someone or feeling hurt by their words or action? Identify what you're feeling and label it objectively. Don't focus on right or wrong or try to assign blame. Just observe the feeling and label it. The other thing is think. We are still defining or explaining the acronym PATH. T in PATH talks about think or thinking. Think about why. Once you are clear on what you're feeling, think about why you are feeling that way. Are you actually angry, or is the anger a symptom of feeling that you are not being heard, right? Or your needs are not met. So the challenge is to consider what's going on in terms of our needs, to understand why we might be feeling what we are feeling. And the other thing is how. How will you respond? Once you understand the reason why you're feeling whatever you're feeling, think about how you want to respond. Whether it's something going on inside you or it's external, then how you respond will shape what happens next. If you're arguing with someone and you're feeling angry, then reacting by shouting will potentially lead to an argument escalating. Whereas if you pause, reflect, and consider why you are really feeling angry, then you are in a better position, or you are better equipped to respond in a calm and rational manner. The overarching message here is that just reacting to your feeling means they will control you. Whereas taking the time to process whatever you're feeling so you can understand it will enable you to respond more thoughtfully. And that will likely lead to better outcomes that are less bogged down by pure emotion. Keep in mind that you can only control your words and actions and feelings. You cannot control another person. No amount of huffing or puffing or blowing down of houses will ever make another person act the way you want them to. So when you're dealing with other people, focus on being calm and rational. And always remember that old saying, you attract more flies with honey than with vinegar. In other words, you're more likely to end up with a positive outcome by being nice than you would if you are unpleasant. And then beyond the advice for using the PATH approach to managing your emotions in the moment, there are lots of things you can do to be proactive about managing your feelings, because as always, prevention is better than cure. So rather than waiting until you are in a challenging situation, you can do things every day that make it easier to manage your feelings if and when you are dealing with difficulties. Some of those things are talking about your feelings. This is why therapy and counseling are so helpful, because they allow you the time and the space to work through your feelings in a supportive and non-judgmental environment. Number two, have daily practice to help you to get in touch with your feelings. For many times, I have talked on this podcast about the value of a daily gratitude practice, where you spend a few minutes quietly reflecting on 5 to 10 things you're grateful for. And I do this every morning without fail as a way to start my day off proactively looking for the good. Plus, I encourage you to have a few minutes of nightly reflection time where you gently reflect on two or three things from your day that you're grateful for. Plus, you might like to objectively reflect on one or two things that maybe didn't go as well as you have planned, and consider the lesson you can learn from them. So talk about your feelings. Number two, have daily practice that help you get in touch with your feelings. Number three, another daily practice that I really is really worthwhile is journaling. All right, you don't need to keep a detailed diary unless that's what feels right to you, but just jotting down a few notes about the day can help you to process them and get them out of your head. Often, once they are on paper, they take a different life and a different feeling than when they are just stuck in your head. So try journaling. The other thing is mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice I talk about a lot, and it doesn't have to be some kind of elaborate or time-consuming practice. Mindfulness to me simply means taking the time to slow down and be more aware of our surrounding as well as what's going on inside us, right? And one of my favorite way to practice mindfulness is to sit outside and watch the clouds for a few minutes, and or on a clear night, just stare up at the sky and enjoy the view of the stars. Again, mindfulness really is just about great awareness of yourself and the world around you, and it's something you can do anywhere and for any length of time. The other thing is look after your mental, physical, and spiritual health. I say this a lot, and that's because everything is connected. When I talk about spirituality, I'm not referring to religion, but if that's what feels right to you, then great. But rather, I'm talking about having some sort of sense of fear, being more than just you. Spirituality is highly personal, but at this core, it is about being more than just an individual, whether that's a feeling of sense of connectedness with the universe or being a Jedi connected with the force. Looking beyond just your own wants and needs will help hopefully help you to make life decisions that aren't purely focused on yourself. The other thing is you choose your mindset, focus on solutions rather than problems. And this is so true that whenever you look for problems, you will find them. So why not choose to look for solutions instead? All right, choose mindfulness. And the other thing is you need to get support. I covered it before with the talking about your feelings thing, but let me say that you never have to go through anything alone. You can talk to a counselor, therapist, you can chat with your doctor, you can get support from an understanding and non-judgmental friend or family member, you can join a support group. There are so many different support options available to you, and the main thing is that you are never alone. So get support, because many hands make light work. My closure. Wow, this particular episode. When it comes to feelings, what it all boils down to this: your thoughts and feelings aren't real. They are simply manifestations of how you perceive yourself and the world around you. If you ever find yourself feeling destructive emotions or thinking negative thoughts, we have the opportunity to change our reality by changing how we feel. It can be a real challenge to do that, especially when you are struggling with issues like anxiety or depression. But it's entirely possible to choose our mindset and to choose what we do with our thoughts and feelings. If you let your emotions control you, then they will control you. However, if you choose to mindfully observe them and seek to understand what they are really trying to tell you about your needs, then with time and effort, you'll be able to let go of the negative and focus on the positive. And where focus goes, energy flows. Everything in life is a choice. So make the choice to respond to your feelings constructively in order to create a better reality for yourself. Let me finish up and let me take a moment to share a quote about this topic that I would like to encourage you to reflect on and consider what it means to you. And the quote is by a Roman emperor and philosopher, Marcus Aurelius. And it is, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. That's it for this week's episode. Next week, I'll be talking about habits. I'll be discussing the role of habits in good mental health and well-being and how you can change your habits over time. I hope you'll join me for that episode, which will be released next week. And hope you find our past episode as an additional content for you to listen in. You can find the Conversations Cave podcast on all our social media platforms. That is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and all other social media platforms. You can also use or choose to listen to this week's episode on your preferred podcasting platform. Thank you so much for joining. Looking forward to seeing you next time. And as always, look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness in the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care and talk to you next time. By the way, if you will enjoy or if you have enjoyed this week's episode, please share it with someone, you know, because word of mouth is a greater way to help other people find the Conversations Cave. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate if you could take a moment to leave a 5-star review on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you so much for your time. This is the Conversations Cave with me, the Caveman, Kanoda Gatua.